North Korea is calling us foolish Yankees. But with North Korea, that's actually toning things down a bit. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has decided not to launch four missiles toward Guam, after all, according to state media reports that included the typical hyperbolic insults from the regime. The decrease in tensions looks like it's calmed markets some after stocks were rattled last week. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So all last week, we were talking about how the North Korea threat was shaking market certainty. Meanwhile, yesterday, stocks shot up and futures are up this morning. What do you think changed this week? Is it the de-escalation in North Korea?
There was a moderated tone from the president on North Korea, but part of the reason for that was an initiation of a trade war with China. So let's just keep in mind that we're in a very technical stock market rally. It could just be also Monday and money coming back to work.
One market driver that has nothing to do with North Korea is home buying. People watch Home Depot as a proxy for home buying. And this morning, that company said it expects higher future sales than it had originally predicted for this year. What do you make of their upbeat tone?
We've seen some good data in the housing sector this year, and that comes despite some slightly higher mortgage rates. And in particular, it seems that the bulk of millennials is moving slightly older, and they're entering that age where you start buying your first home, and that is benefiting retailers like Home Depot and construction as a sector more generally.
All right, Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Bank of America plans to launch a new premium rewards credit card next month. Welcome to the club, Bank of America. American Express and Chase already are offering hyper rewards cards. Chase's Sapphire Reserve card made headlines for its huge sign-up bonus and $450 annual fee. As Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, this is all about how banks are changing the way they try to lure new customers.
The points you'd earn with B of A's new card are on par with other big rewards programs. But to earn the most points, you'd have to park at least $100,000 in another account. B of A's Jason Gahn says this strategy helps the bank stay competitive.
You've got to balance customer benefits with shareholder expectations.
With interest rates rising and consumers piling on more debt, banks are rethinking the costs associated with these cards. Andrew Davidson is with market research firm Mintel.
We've now sort of surpassed $1 trillion of revolving credit balances, which is going back to sort of pre-recession levels.
More consumers are defaulting, meaning banks are writing off higher losses. Robin Sachs-Frankel is a credit card analyst at Bankrate.com.
Credit card companies are struggling, even with all these exciting new products that people are signing up for.
Even Chase is reportedly thinking about scaling back the division that runs its popular Sapphire Reserve card. So don't hold out for lavish sign-up bonuses in the future. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Americans aged 20 to 36, I'm not saying the M word, have now surpassed baby boomers as America's largest living generation. That makes that age group a driving force behind shopping trends. But it's what they are not buying that caught our attention. Houston Public Media's Allison Lee has more.
David Lackey is an appraiser on the long-running PBS series Antiques Roadshow.
It's hand signed in pencil by the artist, mm-hmm. but his name is. Really
I visited Lackey at his shop in an upscale neighborhood in Houston. He's speaking to a customer who's trying to find out if his item is worth anything. It's not that valuable, and Lackey tells me the market for antique furniture is down.
Traditional English and American furniture overall has fallen maybe 50 to 75%. There are half as many antique shows as there were 20 or 30 years ago.
Art Market Research collects and analyzes art and antique data from major auction houses. It reports a nearly 40% drop in the value of English antique furniture in the past decade. Lackey says the internet contributed to that by making items more accessible. So where it used to take years to find an item, now you can instantly find 17 for sale online. But there's another factor. Millennials who may not have inherited a love of antiques.
The younger generation, for the most part, is not very interested in formal candlelight suppers. They don't want silver, china, and crystal because they don't intend to entertain that way.
The brick-and-mortar stores are suffering.
Greg Nolte has owned Jen's Antiques, also in Houston, for the past 14 years.
Our industry in particular is stuff you need to touch and feel and know about. It's very hard to sell online.
26-year-old Rachel Hernandez is a manager of a vintage clothing store. For her, old is fine in clothes, but furniture?
Spending a couple hundred on, you know, something that my grandma has, not really, doesn't work. It's not where it's at.
Still, antique dealer David Lackey says what goes around tends to come around.
A lot of things will come back. Someday the millennials, they may be horrified when their children want mahogany furniture and doilies and figurines. They may just think it's horrible. What would you want that for?
So maybe in another decade, it will be time to start dusting off treasures in the attic. In Houston, I'm Allison Lee for Marketplace.
While the rest of us were barbecuing or at the beach this past June, Bill Gates was busy giving away 5% of his net worth. The billionaire gave away $4.6 billion worth of Microsoft shares. Bloomberg figured this out from an SEC filing. We don't know who he gave it to, but it's probably to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.